everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. And today we are going to talk about the Capricorn full moon with its intense Pluto effect. And we're going to talk about the sun moving into Leo tomorrow as we enter into Leo season. So a couple of things that I want to share just to get started here. First of all, if you're really interested in all the details of the current astrological events, go find an astrologer that will talk more specifically about all of the details. There's certainly my buddy Ryan Evans at ryanevans.com. I get a regular email from a woman named Lisa Zimmerman, who I find super helpful, and she's also on Facebook, so you could look for her. And one of the podcasts that I listen to regularly is Molly McCord. They'll give you all a lot more, all the details, because there's so much going on astrologically. There's so many pieces that are coming together to create this bigger experience for all of us. And so it's super great to follow along as you can. And I hope that with my presence here for this podcast, that I'm able to give maybe an idea of the bigger picture and really hopefully an idea of the ongoing themes that we can track as we go through life, because this is all connected. It isn't like individual events that are done and over with. This is all a reflection of a bigger story that we are most definitely a large part of. I also encourage you to get a copy of your personal astrology chart, your natal chart. And there's lots of places online. Again, you can Google and, where do you get an astrology chart? Astro.com is one that's used very frequently that I've had good results with. That's Astro.com. Their charts are all free. And one of the things that's nice about getting your chart printed, then you can follow along and you can recognize that when the moon is in Capricorn, you can look and see do I have a bunch of Capricorn planets? Do I have something going on there? Where is Pluto? Is Pluto, the great unearther, touching something in my chart? You'll be able to track those things a little easier if you are able to keep a copy of your chart and pull it out once in a while and get a sense of where particularly your big three are, your sun sign, your rising sign, and your moon sign. And then just see when things are activating those areas of your charts. I think of all of this change of seasons and change of astrology signs and everything I see them as evolutionary energies that are designed to move us along, both individually and collectively. They're like layers of influence. And so when you look at your chart and it's like your blueprint, your path for this lifetime gives you a lot of information. And when you overlay the seasonal wheel, starting like we do with spring at 0 degree Aries, when you lay that over the top of your chart, you get a real much greater opportunity to see what's being impacted and what areas of your life are maybe going to come to the forefront a little bit more, or what are some of the challenges that you might face or the gifts that you might find if you're able to see them, if you're able to pay attention and know. And that is definitely one of the advantages of astrology. I also encourage you, step outside, watch the moon cycle, step outside and see this full moon if we can get a couple of clear nights. Go take a look. So let's start with the Capricorn full moon, which occurs Sunday morning, July 21st, 5:17 a.m. Central Time. And it is occurring at 29 degrees of Capricorn. This is the final degree of Capricorn. Capricorn has been such a dominant energy for some time, as Pluto has been transiting in that area since 2008. Churning up everything that's been buried about our traditions, our systems, our social structures, including the patriarchy. It's been so active, churning up so many things that are reflective in what we've experienced in our lives in the last number of years, right? So here we are now. Pluto has been dancing back and forth, trying to finish up its time in Capricorn. Right now it's at 0 degrees of Aquarius, so it's moved ahead just 1 degree. And yet it is a retrograde, and so it's going backward to review. It's a really big opportunity with Pluto retrograde, Neptune, Saturn, all these big planets are retrograde, and they're really asking us as a humanity to reconsider, to relook at some things, and to really get a sense of what do we want to take forward into our future. What have we learned over the last years, months, that can help us make choices, decisions about where we're moving into our future, about the traditions we want to take forward? What structures do we need to have in place to support us to a greater life for all humanity? So that's our challenge. That's pretty much a big one too, right? So Pluto is playing a major part in this full moon sequence because it is conjunct the moon. Conjunct means that it's adding its energy to. It's right next door to. It's like connected enough that they're working together. And Pluto as the great revealer. You know, Pluto is the planet that churns up all the things that we don't want to see. It brings up things from our subconscious and from our past, from our deepest places. And conjunct the moon, it's talking a lot about our emotions, about our lineage, about, if we want to use the word, karma. And personally, I think right now that humanity has some past to atone for. It's not always made very kind or very good choices. And now we're at a point of where are we going next? So much of our energy is moving now into this Aquarian viewpoint. What's a future look like? How do we get outside of some of these boxes that we've stuck ourselves into? What needs a major overhaul from where we've come from? And I think about the history of humanity, and I do think that we have some dues to pay. We've not been good people always. And so here now we have an opportunity to really look at some of the choices we've made, some of the lines we've gone down that we get to reevaluate and reconsider and make some new choices about. Whenever there's a full moon, the sun and the moon sit opposite. It's like they're at odds. The aspect is called an opposition. And it's like they are coming at things from two different directions and really are not able to find that balance. So when we think about the line, the axis between Capricorn and Cancer, we can think about being challenged to find a balance between things like home and career, maybe our roots and our reputation. It's where we're sensitive and where we're serious. It's where we're emotional versus where we're very practical and tangible. It's also very much about private life versus public life. And I believe this opposition is asking us some questions about leadership and about what would best serve humanity. It's asking that our deep heart and the way that we show up match. So to me, that's calling for integrity. This is the second Capricorn moon, and hence it's called a blue moon, which does add a bit of rarity and an element of reinforcement of the energy of this moon. And as I said, the moon reflects our lineage, the roots from which we've sprung. And humanity is being held accountable for what it's become. The first of these two Capricorn moons occurred the day after solstice, so right after we entered Cancer season. So we've been working on these themes between Cancer and Capricorn energies for some time. There are a couple other major influences to this full moon that I want to mention, and one of those is that Mars and Uranus are sitting together. Mars is our planet that offers energy and passion and drive and action. And Uranus is the surprise. Uranus is the, like, let's shake things up energy and like throw in a flash of something that we weren't expecting. Sudden changes, unexpected events. And the two of those together then could be combustive. At the same time, they're trine Pluto, which means that there's an ease that they're working with this underground information that's been coming up to be seen. they're wanting us to move from the past and supporting. There's a kind of an ease of operation between these planets and energies as they're promoting this movement into a new way of living. Uranus and Mars in aspect to Pluto really are giving us an opportunity to come to an expansion in consciousness as a people, that we can understand things in a greater way and live from a higher perspective, as well as clean up some old karma, clean up some of the past. This is our opportunity with this aspect. Additionally, Uranus, this great awakener, is sextile Neptune, which is also retrograde, which gives us an opportunity to deepen our faith, our love, and adds to another element of expansion of consciousness. The asteroid goddesses are active for this full moon also. Ceres, the Great Mother, is at 11 degrees of Capricorn in conjunct Venus, our goddess of love. In conjunct means they just aren't really seeing eye to eye. They can't really understand each other's perspective. You know, how do we get along in relationship? How do we nurture ourselves in relationship to others? How do we hold a space for others as well as a space for ourselves? What does nurturing look like when we care for ourselves as well as we care for the greater humanity? Standing solidly in support are a couple of asteroids, Eris and Chiron. They've been together in Aries, the sign of the individual, of our identity. They've been there for quite some time now. Chiron has been there since 2019, and Eris has been in Aries since her discovery in 2005. So Chiron is about our wounding, where we've been wounded and where we're healing, which totally speaks to our human experience. We're all wounded and we're all healing. Eris is an asteroid goddess that speaks to the marginalized. She speaks for those that are not finding their place. She is about breaking free of social standards and going against what everyone else does. She's about being able to share true insights even though society doesn't want to hear them. She allows a feminine expression of anger, which is something new for most women. And she can bring an escalation of chaos. The purpose being to shake things up that need to be shaken. With their placement here in Aries, they really are helping us find and heal issues around our identity, who we claim to be behind the powerful words, I am. And they're hanging out in Aries with the North Node, an energy that identifies where we're moving to. The North Node is like the call of spirit. It's the direction that we are to grow and to move in this lifetime, to move forward. Each of us are being called to recognize and remember a deep reverence for all life and to reevaluate our methods for maintaining peace. Are they effective or do they perpetuate discord? Also bringing support to this evolution in consciousness are our retrograde planets of Saturn and Neptune, both offering us an opportunity then to come to some new understandings about our place as spirit. So they're working on our wounds. They're working to heal our karma and to offer us a greater understanding of our place in the mystery. The second thing that I want to talk about with this podcast is the entry of the sun into the sign of Leo. It could be really beneficial just to take some time as we transition from season to season or astrological archetype to astrological archetype. It's like each one brings a little bit different flavor. And so it's really helpful to spend some time as this new energy comes into play to reflect upon its functions and what it's provoking or evoking from us. It's very important to remember that these energies play on humanity in a pattern that is discernible for everyone. It hits us all, but also they behave in a manner that is specific to you, as we talked about earlier with your specific natal chart. You have your own unique energy system and these energies come to play not on us or at us, but through us. So it is through our energy system that they're processed. So let's talk about Leo season. Monday morning at 2:44 a.m., the sun moves into the sign of Leo. Leo is the sign of the sun, and it is a fixed energy that helps us to stabilize and to really to find our feet. It helps us take what we've learned through our emotional experience of the energies of Cancer and to see what we're going to do with them now. How do we hold them and own them? Leo is a fire sign, and it is hot, inspiring, and full of life. It is the high point of summer, and it calls all life to its fullest expression. The subtle energies of Leo call forth courage and will, so that we can anchor, consciously anchor, within us what we've been learning. And Leo energy comes with fun. You know, it is the sign of high summer. It reminds us to be present, to be fully here, to play, to laugh, to enjoy. It invites us to open our hearts wide so that we can just take it all in and shine bright and bring light to the shadows. Leo energy is about creativity and expressing. I was thinking about the word procreation. Yeah, I think that's a lot of Leo energy. It's like consciously. What are we consciously bringing forth? It's really about expressing that unique you, the unique and wonderful you, with confidence and self-acceptance. And like the energy of all these signs, as they process through our unique energy system, they can either come through in light or in shadow or all kinds of range in between. So, but this is a good time. Leo season is a good time to look at some of these issues. I'm wondering, can you confidently show up as you? How well do you handle the heat? When things get hard, how do you react? Leo is fire. Does it burn? How do you handle the heat? Leo energy asks us to distinguish some pieces around, you know, is it confidence or is it cockiness? Amidst the fullness of life, can you make room for the leisure and ease that, I'm going to say, brings out your purr? Leo's the sign of the lion. It likes to be content and kind of loll around in the sunshine. It likes to just take life as it comes. Another important question is, can we let the light in so that we can see our own personal blind spots? In its light, Leo energy is motivated by attention and appreciation. There's a nobility of spirit that comes with Leo energy, a generosity, and a desire to be our ideal self, to like to stand forth as best as we're able. In its shadow side, Leo can get motivated negatively by pride. You know, thinking we're, I'm going to call us hot shit. The need for attention and approval that will pretty much do whatever it takes to get that. We can fall into issues of arrogance and self-importance, ego inflation, temptations of power and status. God, it just feels like so much of this is playing out on the world stage. Love, light, laughter, and lift are the gifts of this Leo season. So let's embrace all that. I invite you to open wide to all the abundance and goodness that life has to offer. This is the season to be out there living big. So enjoy yourself as we bring as much light and love and kindness and compassion and acceptance and joy and all of those good things to a world sorely in need of it. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I'm glad you're here sharing this space with me. If you would like to know more about my work or the services I offer, please go to www.kayleenwelsh.com. There you'll find all the information you need. And to close out this podcast, I will invite you to enjoy the song by the beautiful Elise Nicole, Warm Sweet Honey. See you next time. Shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that boy sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me, warm sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Warm sweet honey.